Kingdom Games. From Waysides Along the Journey 4, Caravansary, written by Wayne O'Connor. Kingdom Games. Have you ever watched young children play cowboys and Indians, or cops and robbers? While they may exude a great deal of energy and make a great deal of noise, yelling commands or creating sound effects, machine guns, lasers, bombs, helicopters, or the grinding of gears, unless those children are quite gifted, to the critical eye, there is little, if any, plot to their story. While each plays his part with as much gusto as he or she may muster, it will be obvious that they lack true experience as to the reality behind whatever game they are playing. Looking around in Christendom, I see much the same thing. Many people fill pews or living rooms, but are too busy living their lives just so they may buy more and better toys. They are too occupied with other pursuits, too busy to live for the kingdom and submit to their king. We need Jesus as Savior, and we need him as Lord. I also see Christians sequestering themselves away and crowing about being overcomers. Yes, the Lord wants us to be overcomers. That is one goal, and an important one. But the moment we think we are there, besides starting to major on minors, we usually fall into the sins of pride and elitism. Maybe embrace or become enamored with would be a better word choice than fall. I see a few Christians who forget about the gospel and focus on demon hunting and fighting principalities and powers. They run hither and yon, taking the ground from and binding Satan. If you are certain that you have been told to do this, by all means, go pray. But if you have not been called, or you were called once in a certain place, and then make it your ministry, you may be wasting time and even putting yourself and others at risk. While we may wrestle with principalities and powers or cast out evil spirits, there are times and seasons for such things. To freelance and do so independently of the Lord is not very wise. If you have not allowed the Lord to mature you enough to be resistant to Satan's traps and temptations, they'll take that ground back before you can mumble Brobdingnagian. I also see groups who think that they have been called to be mercenaries and take over the world for Jesus. They believe that only when they conquer the kingdom of earth will Jesus return and accept his crown. The sons and daughters of God will manifest, and they do have a destiny, but not in the way these supergroups assume. The kingdom of God is in our hearts. We don't need boot camp, artillery practice, and classes in political intrigue. We need to allow Jesus to reign in our lives. The more we allow God to transform us into Christ's likeness, and the more we allow him to train us to seek his kingdom first rather than ours, that is how we take the kingdom. It is written, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And before I forget, he'll come back when the Father says, it's time. We are talking a two-prong attack here. Preach and teach. First, we preach the gospel, the real gospel of repentance and grace. Not easy believism, traditions of men, and churchianity. Second, we teach and encourage by humble modeling, not by lording it over our brothers and sisters. How to walk with Jesus in a relationship and honor His Lordship. Many of us will be saved as if through fire, and many will think they are saved when they are not. Either way, few of us allow the Lord to bring us to maturity. Remember, every kingdom has a king. Either Jesus is king, or you are king or queen of your own personal kingdom, and then the devil is made king by default over your kingdom. Written by Wayne Thomas O'Connor, November 29th, 2011.